it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
Now, truer words were never spoken.
Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what we mean by that is iHeart and TuneIn and Stitcher and all the various different ways that you can go about your day. And we talk about it all the time. It's radio is now modified to you and not the other way around. Used to be in the old days, you get in the old Chevy, crank it up, tune in your favorite, hey, I-Man, or whoever it was that you had on the radio, and you were ready to go. Not anymore. Everything is modified. You had a certain genre of music, sports, literature, whatever you feel like listening to. And for us, we know it's sports. And it literally comes down to us or the other guys. We're better. We are. Yeah. Click on the Listen Live button right on the homepage. There we are. You can listen to us live. But it also gives you the background because you can see all the various different interviews we do, not only in the world of sports, but the world of music, the world of overall entertainment with actors and all that kind of good stuff and show business people and comedians and authors and anybody you want to get tied into. And if you do that, you can see the quality of the programming here on the network. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. You know, these guys and girls, they serve us overseas. July 4th, right around the corner. Our independence, our freedom, our celebration. These guys and girls each and every day put it on the line for us, whether it's domestically or overseas. They get a little warmth from home in the emails and the text messages, but we give them a little bit of taste of home here on Spano and Black as well. We're going to step out. When we come back, we'll set the table.
So you've got a few cabinets to hang. Few meaning this is going to be a good month. You know what'll make it an even better month? Saving 10% off Hampton Bay cabinets at the Home Depot. Buy any combination of 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets and you'll save 10% off your order. So, enjoy that hang time. 10% off 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets. Select finishes ship in as few as 2 days at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid May 1st through August 2nd.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number.
800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. At Bob Black 71 if Twitter is more your thing. We have a big show in front of us today. We're going to have a lot of fun. Big news in the world of basketball. And unexpected news, really. To a certain degree, as Phil Jackson has let go, or they're going to paint it as a mutual agreement, but a lot of detail, a lot of nuance to that. Top of hour two, former NFL player James Devlin and Dr. Bruce Bean, and they're going to talk scientific breakthroughs in sports nutrition, muscle cramps, things along those lines. It's summer. People are trying to train, get themselves into shape. And, it's we will talk about that with the two of them and their formulation of Hot Shot. And so we'll talk that. And that's a cool thing. So we'll have some fun. And then anything else that pops up in the world of sports. But, of course, the lead story, Phil's out. And leading up to the NBA draft, we've had all kinds of discussion about Phil, especially when he was dangling Porzingis out there. And in reality, we don't know how many teams were involved in trying to get Kristaps Porzingis. We don't know how serious he was about dealing Kristaps Porzingis, as I said, leading up to the draft, because everybody was freaking out and no. It's all well and good to say, okay, we have a star that we're going to build around, but with a team that's in really, really bad shape, he had to at least listen to offers. And had he not at least listened to them, he wouldn't have been doing his job. But the combination of the alienation of Porzingis and, more important, I think anyway, the fact that James Dolan apparently was unwilling to buy out Carmelo Anthony made the decision for Jackson to step aside, who literally just got an extension back in the spring, beginning of the summer. It made it a lot easier. And while the Knick fans are dancing in the streets, don't kid yourself. There's a couple things in play here. It, ironically enough, both Jackson and Carmelo have the same amount of time left in their contract. Anthony has 2 years worth $54 million, and Phil has 2 years left on his five-year contract. And he's 71 years old. He's not staying past there. Not unless they do him a Jerry West situation and just kind of bring him in and keep him as a figurehead, but that wasn't going to happen. They could talk about Kristaps and they could talk about Carmelo and questionable moves. It literally, to me, was about the triangle. And I don't know if Jeff Kornacek is going to end up staying on as coach. He's probably going to clean house with his assistants. I would imagine Kurt Rambis will go bye-bye as one of his favorites. But the running of, or the insistence upon the running of the triangle, which is something that a lot of players don't understand. You have to have the right pieces. And it's an old offense. And what I mean by that, and look, any basketball is not a complicated sport. For the most part, roll the ball out and get the hell out of the way. But Phil's triangle offense makes it complicated. And these players in today's day and age, they look at the success of Golden State, and they look at Houston running up and down the court. And they look at it, at what happened down in Miami. And they look at, to a certain degree, what the Clippers have been able to do. The only exception to this entire rule is San Antonio, of course, because it's Pop's way or the highway. But with that being said, basketball is fun and gun, the current version. And they have a 7'3" unicorn who can fun and gun with anybody. And Phil's insistence upon Hornacek trying to coach the triangle, or at least aspects of it, rubbed a lot of players wrong. Porzingis said in his own interview that the players didn't quite understand it and were not coached fully up on it, which means Hornacek was learning on the fly as well. That's not a knock on him. He didn't play in a triangle. He never coached it before. But to me, the bigger picture here, and I think this is because I've listened to some stuff this morning, and I take away different takes than a lot of people. But, you know, one of the things that they're forgetting about here is that you had a guy in Phil Jackson who, for all his rings and all his coaching acumen, and I've defended Phil a lot, was forcing a system onto a coach and basically sending the message to the players that the coach did not have autonomy on the way he wanted to run the basketball team. That's a bad message. That, above everything else, is a bad message. Because if they think that the coach's strings are being pulled by upstairs, then if the coach comes down hard on them about something, why would they listen? They can go to Phil, or they can go to Steve Mills, who evidently is going to stay in place. God, I hope he doesn't bring Isaiah back. James Dolan. You know, this is a bad scenario all the way around. Now, understand something here. If 5 years down the line, the only thing to come out of this is that Kristaps Porzingis develops into a 25, 10, and 5 block guy, his tenure will have been a success. Now, Bob, how can you say that? They lost 50 games 3 years in a row. There was nothing on this team worth keeping except Carmelo. And Phil screwed up a couple of times. There's no question about it. But him drafting Kristaps Porzingis, if Porzingis stays with this team, that will make Phil's tenure, in my mind, successful. That's it. Because you remember the reaction draft night, and let's not have revisionist history here. Knicks fans were bent out of shape. Fourth pick in the draft. How could you draft another Frederick Weiss? Do your homework on that one, sports fans. This guy sucks. He'll never be anything. He's a 7'3" pile of bones. How could you do that? Well, ultimately, Phil had to pull the trigger on that. And if Porzingis continues to develop, and turns into the monster that everybody thinks he can be and probably will be. They'll always have to refer to Phil. Always. Whether they like it or not. So as we're busy shoveling dirt on Phil, let's keep it real. He screwed up quite a few things. He also made the decision to pick the best player the Knicks have had since Patrick Ewing. So let's not forget that as he goes out the door. We're going to tap on the brakes when we come back. More Jackson talk, more Knicks talk, more basketball talk here in the TAC. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Yeah, well, fair enough. And let's not put Phil into the clown category. And again, I'm watching stuff this morning. I got up early. I was surfing around. And man, they're shoveling dirt on the corpse. You know, they're just beating the hell out of Phil Jackson. And you got to take it deeper than that. He made two major mistakes in his tenure. Number one, extending and putting the no trade in for Carmelo, who was not, if you're going to insist upon the triangle, he was not a good fit for the triangle. That's number one. And the other is Joakim Noah. And that hideously expensive contract. And Joakim works hard. You know, he's going to come back. and try to put himself back out on the basketball. But you're gonna never gonna get dollar value for him, even if he does come back. The best you're gonna get out of him, which is gonna be a very good thing actually, is his mentoring of Willie Hernan Gomez, who that's another piece. You know, again, if the Knicks slide into contention 2 years from now, or they're able to grab a key free agent and get one of those guys to come in and contribute, you're going to point at a couple of these things that Phil did, and you're not going to be able to ignore the fact that he did them. Now, in balance, did he do a good job? No. No. I'm not going to prop him up and talk about how great he's been. Like I said, to me, the two biggest flaws has been insisting upon the triangle. You have to give your coach autonomy. You know, it the GM of San Antonio, R.C. Buford, does not insist that Greg Popovich run a system. They have the San Antonio way, but Pop coaches it his way. That's number one. Number two, they just have not been able to put the talent yet around. Last year's experiment with Rose, Noah, bringing them in, trying to complement them with Carmelo and surround the kid with veteran talent and hopefully make a playoff run, in theory, was not a bad idea. Unfortunately, the confusion within the system, the breakdown of the bodies, because Noah was never healthy, and Derrick Rose ended up getting hurt at the end of the year. Plus, you know, and this is where I think if you want to criticize Phil, you could certainly do it, is Derrick Rose, although the triangle does not need a pure point guard as such, it was really not a good fit in that he doesn't distribute particularly well, and he doesn't shoot the three particularly well. And you have to shoot the three in today's day and age. You just cannot get around it. And that ultimately did him in. That and the fact that Dolan was not willing to pick up $54 million on Carmelo Anthony. I don't know what Phil's buyout is because he just signed his extension. So he'll be paying out some money. And the other thing here that needs to be talked about is the fact that the player won here. Now, we talked about the fact that Porzingis blew off the exit meeting, and I've heard a bunch of ex-NBA players saying, what's the big deal? And, you know, he's alienating this kid. And some of that may be true. But, you know, Phil's an old school guy, working under Red Holtzman, playing on those great Knick teams, working with the GOAT, working with Kobe, working with Shaq. You know, Kobe talked about it in his book. He butted heads with Phil constantly. But nobody in the gym worked harder or prepared himself to play on a night-in, night-out basis than Kobe. And Phil, with Porzingis blowing off the exit meeting and trotting to Latvia, and rumor has it Phil was supposed to go over and talk to the kid. But he was trying to teach him a lesson on how to be a pro. And Knick fans, I'll throw a little warning out here for you. You know, if you think that KP winning this power battle, because that's what it was. Don't kid yourself. He's trying to teach this kid how to be a long-term pro in the NBA. Preparation, taking care of your body, what it takes to be a star, because he's been around the best that ever played. You know, let's not forget that. And, you know, there was a certain amount of that was justified. You know, there is. He's a 22-year-old kid who blew off his boss and went to Latvia. You know, that's not right in itself. So, come the deadline, Phil was asking for the moon. Nobody bought. But it was also, as much as anything else, teaching this kid a lesson that nobody, you know, sans Michael Jordan and you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And, oh, by the way, he got traded in his career, too. Is immune to being responsible for their actions. So, you know, let's not kid ourselves here. Phil was a little bit legitimate in that. Now, did he overdo it? Yeah, maybe. I'm sure Porzingis is not shedding tears today as everybody on the planet is trying to reach him in Latvia. And I'm sure Carmelo's not shedding any tears. But quite honestly, Phil was right as far as that aspect of it went. You know, the kid basically just bitch slapped him. You know, when you talk about that going forward, that's not necessarily a good thing for the Knicks. Because if the inmates are running the asylum, and believe me, with James Dolan, it's an asylum. Then as far as a winning attitude, that does not necessarily put things in a good light for the Knicks going forward. You know, so it's they got their work cut out for them. Now, it does look like there's going to be a little continuity, and I'll be curious to see whether or not the Knicks bring in an additional basketball guy. Like I said, and I just used it as a throwaway line before, please God, don't let them bring back Isaiah Thomas, who is involved with the organization again, by the way, you know, with the Liberty. Please don't let him shift sides of the building and get him involved with the Knicks again. Please. Willis Reed, Dave DeBuscher, who's still dead. Anybody. You know, you talk about screwing up, people forget what Isaiah did to this organization. It's a big reason why they are where they are right now. And what this means for the long term remains to be seen. You know, don't forget, Carmelo's got 2 years on his deal. He's untradeable. He's not going anywhere. He's going to be here for 2 years. And Porzingis has 2 years left on his deal. You know, there's a possibility, I think less of a probability now, that fills out the door. But there's a possibility that 2 years from now, you'll be looking at both of those guys stepping off the stage in New York. Now it's not likely with Porzingis, but it's possible. And if you think that the Knicks are immune to having anybody reach out to him to try to form a big three, you're sadly mistaken. Because NBA players will be coming after him hot and heavy to get him to move around. He's going to have to do the same and try to draw people in New York. Let's tap into breaks. We'll continue right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Yeah, it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. In his 3 years, Phil Jackson had a record, his Knicks of 17-65. Where they bottomed out 32-50 and 31-51. You know, and that was one season after they went 54-28. You know, it's not good, the record, but like I said, he was able to do something, and this is something else that I think Knicks fans need to recognize. He was able to do something that previous GMs and organization heads in this for the Knicks have not been able to do. And that is bottom out this team. And, you know, look, it's Phil had the gravitas to say, look, I got a plan. We're going to bang this thing out. We're going to bottom out. We'll rebuild it around Carmelo. They got the unicorn. Bad call on Carmelo. But I'll get it done. We got a plan. Well, the plan didn't work. You know, and he's not the first to have that happen. You know, better coach than he was an executive. Okay. But he was the only one that had the gravitas to do it. Because before that, the Knicks were always trying to piece it together, taking on outlandish contracts, and going nowhere. They were never a threat for a championship. Even in the 54-win season. But now, they at least have the opportunity to build around a budding young star. You know, and let's not forget, Porzingis is 2 years in this league. There's very few players that have been drafted in his time frame that have had the impact on their basketball team that he has had. You know, Karl Anthony Towns is one. You can't even count Embiid because of the fact he hasn't been on the court long enough. He will. I mean, he's going to have a monster year this next year if he's healthy. Monster. He'll be putting up 25 to 30 points and 15 rebounds. We will call him the best center in the NBA if he can stay on the court. But that aside, there's nothing there where you're saying to yourself, oh my God, you know, this is the guy I have to have. Nobody else on that roster would be considered an untouchable. And that's why I feel like, you know, him trying to, number one, teach a lesson, and number two, shopping around Porzingis was not really a bad thing. Not necessarily a bad thing. Now, what will happen with Kristaps? Is it, you know, beyond repair? I don't think so. Because I think you saw from the response of him when he was being shopped, hey, I want to play in New York. So Phil did get his point across, heavy-handed though it may be. You know, but with two more days, well, three counting today, before free agency, the Knicks are turning it over to Steve Mills. You know, if you're going to talk about anything, that's something else that needs to be dealt with too. Because when the premier free agents were out there, the Kevin Durants of the world, LeBron James, when he was back out on the market, Phil couldn't even get meetings with these guys. Kevin Durant was in the Hamptons and wouldn't meet. With Phil. You know, and don't kid yourself. There's going to be a little bit of blowback on Porzingis. And he better be prepared to deal with that, because there's going to be a core of the Knicks fans, older ones, but there's going to be a core of the Knicks fans that go, well, you know, you pushed him out. And he better be prepared for that. And he better say the right things. And if he's smart, when they come looking for him today, after everything becomes official, he better talk about how Phil was a guidance for him and Phil did the right, you know, we had our differences, but. Because that blowback is going to come on him. Particularly if he struggles and he doesn't progress to the next level next year. Because let me tell you, Phil did have a point. And, you know, look, all players, young players, kids 20 years old, he's still growing, you know, not any taller, hopefully, but he's still growing into his body as far as his strength goes. You know, but Phil was right about that aspect of it. There's a kid that wears down over the course of the season. Loses weight, loses strength. NBA season's a damn grind. That's why after his first year, he didn't play with his national team. And the Knicks were happy about that. And they were in accord. Now, supposedly in the offseason in Latvia, he's been working on his lower body strength. He said he's added a ton of muscle to his legs where he can't be moved around in the post. Okay, we'll see. You know, but Phil did have a point as far as that goes. Yeah, this kid isn't Wilt Chamberlain. So no, let's not take it quite down that road yet. And when you look at this roster, such as it is, there's not much on there. You know, Ron Baker isn't lighting up anybody's radar. Do they revisit Derrick Rose? Supposedly the interest is there. God, I hope not. Courtney Lee's a pro, but they need better shooting. Sasha Vujacic? Justin Holiday? Come on. Maurice Nodur? You know, there's a couple of guys on this team that they need to keep and build around a little bit. Hernan Gomez is one of them. I don't know if Kuzminskas is one of them. This kid's a legitimate 6'10 guy. But he's also just a shooter at this point. He gets pushed around constantly. But he's a guy that could end up being a rotation guy for them for the long term. Because he can score. But, you know, again, he doesn't play defense. Like I said, I am very curious to see what direction Jeff Hornacek ends up taking this team. Because, look, it's not going to be the triangle. We all know that. And next to have happened is going to be heads rolling as far as who's on his staff and who isn't on his staff. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. I'm surprised by this move, but I'm not surprised by this move. As I was prepping for the show, I was trying to put together in my head why they let Phil run the draft, but I guess all the preparation had gone through him. But the summer league ball, which is already being played, he didn't go down to Orlando, which was pretty telling right there. And, I mean, we'll see. They're going to have some interesting decisions to make. And what I am curious about is whether or not Dolan, because understand something here, and this is from the New York perspective. If you think there is a worse owner in basketball than James Dolan, please, please call. And let me know who he is, because we're going to have a spirited debate, to say the least. But whether or not he brings in, God forbid, Isaiah Thomas or whoever, Steve Mills and company, or they're going to be in charge of putting the roster together. They're going to have to see who plays particularly well. First game is Saturday. Whether or not their new kid is in over his head, we're going to find that out. I like the kid from Houston. He's a pure shooter, and they need that. You know, let's see. And they got the other 7-footer from somewhere over in Europe that he's going to play in a summer league too. So let's see. This may end up being Phil's swan song, as far as all of a sudden he provided three pieces that are going to be part of his team for a long time to come. But this roster is constituted right now as a lottery team, even with Carmelo and even with Porzingis. So if you want to criticize Phil walking out the door, that's where you can put it. After 3 years, it's still a lottery team. We'll see whether or not they can turn that around or not. We're going to tap on the brakes. When we come back, we'll finish up hour one of the attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it?
for a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the attack. And, you know, again, I'm looking now, and for some reason my browser pulled up the Charlotte Hornets roster. I don't know why, but I'll find out in a minute. But, you know, the Knicks have a world of trouble to deal with. And we'll see whether or not Phil moving on is the right thing. Certainly most Knicks fans are going to think so. And his legacy will be Kristaps Porzingis and a number of bad trades. And a bunch of losing seasons. And that's literally what it comes down to. So, Knicks fans, rejoice. You got your way. But beware. Beware. That's all I have to say. We'll see. Yeah. Maybe I can apply for the job. Pat Williams told me on the air that I should have been a basketball executive. If I can corner Dolan, I got to find out where his band's playing. I'll go into Manhattan, not drink. Tell him I'm a reformed alcoholic. And maybe he'll hire me. I won't get Phil's money, but hey, if I get half, I'd be happy. If I get any money, I'd be happy. That's it for this hour of the attack. Let's step aside. Local news awaits you. We'll be back with more fun right after a short timeout. Don't go nowhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I had hoped, as you know, that we could have gotten to the floor this week, but we're not quite there.
Repealing and replacing Obamacare is a campaign promise Republicans made that is now going to be delayed a bit as a vote on the GOP health care bill has been delayed by Senate Leader Mitch McConnell until after the 4th of July. But another campaign promise, that border wall with Mexico, is moving forward, expected to start now in September. Here's Mark Mayfield.
More than 200 companies submitted bids to work on the wall. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said yesterday it plans to select up to 8 firms in the next few weeks to build prototypes for the wall in San Diego. Congress has approved $20 million for the initial phase of the controversial project.
A 21-year-old North Carolina man's been sentenced to life in prison for plotting an attack with ISIS. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time.
When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Defense Secretary James Mattis says U.S. troops will be keeping a forward presence in Eastern Europe at least through 2020. Speaking on Wednesday morning in Germany at the George C. Marshall European Center for Security Studies, Mattis said the move continues a commitment to Europe's security made back after the Second World War.
The NATO alliance is as relevant today as it was when it was founded, and together our nations work to share the burden to defend freedom.
Currently, U.S. troops in Eastern Europe are carrying out training exercises with other NATO alliance troops so as to make sure they're ready to react to threats should they arise. In California, a man accused of shooting a Sacramento County Sheriff's deputy in the face last night has been arrested. A Sacramento County Sheriff's spokesman says the deputy was seriously injured.
They have him stabilized, but it's still touch and go.
He says that shooting happened at about 6 o'clock last night when the deputy and the suspect got into a fight at a regional transit light rail station. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, buy either Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand at the Home Depot and get a free refill. Good news for you. Final notice for bugs or weeds. Protect your home inside and out from insects or kill weeds right where they stand, right down to the root. Either way, you'll come out ahead and bugs and weeds will be out of luck. Get a free refill with Ortho Home Defense or Roundup with Comfort Wand only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th in select stores. Limit 2 discounts per customer.
President Trump's launching his 2020 re-election campaign tonight. The president's been holding campaign-style rallies since he took office, but he'll hold a re-election fundraiser tonight at his own Washington, D.C. hotel, the Trump International, and the event is aimed at wealthy donors, those attending paying $35,000 each to the Trump Victory Fund. Veterans advocates remind us that it can be a struggle for some military vets every year when the 4th of July rolls around, as post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms can be brought on by the sound of fireworks.
It's a terrible feeling because when it first happens, you're super alert anyway. And when it first happens, you're on edge.
That's Mike Weaver, a Michigan man who served in Vietnam. Dr. Sarah Malice is at the VA Health Center in Wyoming, Michigan.
Unfortunately, a lot of veterans find themselves sort of sequestered in their basements using noise-canceling headphones or whatever else they can.
Some veterans organizations do offer yard signs to alert neighbors to the fact that a military veteran lives there and may not want to hear their fireworks. And a new report says in 2015, the most recent year they've got all the data for, there were 146,000 American deaths that could have been prevented. The National Safety Council says the pace of preventable deaths is ramping up because of opioid use and car crashes involving drivers distracted by mobile devices. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, yeah, I guess. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. Right after the break, Dr. Bruce Bean and James Devlin. You know him a little bit. He just got a Super Bowl ring. And we'll be talking to them about preventing injury and the way to go about training in the summer. Scientific breakthroughs in sports nutrition. Yeah. And we'll have some fun with that, as well as talking a little bit of football in a season right now that's been being dominated by basketball. So we'll have a good time. But with that being said, let's talk about various different ways, platforms, devices you can get this show, all the programming here on the network, the network, and all that kind of good stuff. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You know the platforms. And then you flip it around on top of that, and you say to yourself, well, okay, what about devices? Well, come on. Laptops, tablets, Android, iPhone, all that kind of good rot. It's good stuff. And I got some of them. Joe has all of them. I've got some of them. And look, you know, it's about radio on the go. It's about making sure you stay mobile. All the devices, everything else. For us, American Forces Radio Network, you know why. Make sure if you see somebody in uni over the next week or two, you tell them hi and thank them. James Devlin on the other side and Dr. Ron B.
So you've got a few cabinets to hang. Few meaning this is going to be a good month. You know what'll make it an even better month? Saving 10% off Hampton Bay cabinets at the Home Depot. Buy any combination of 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets and you'll save 10% off your order. So, enjoy that hang time. 10% off 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets. Select finishes ship in as few as 2 days at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid May 1st through August 2nd.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Unbelievable. Hey, it's your guess and mine. Who do we have? Who do we don't have? 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. We're waiting on the doc, and we're waiting on James, I guess. Are we, Robert? Maybe yes, maybe no. We are efforting as we speak. At Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA, you know the drill. You know, look, Twitter world is lit up with Phil and all that fun stuff. And with good reason, it's been the story of the day. A lot of basketball people I know, guys like Zach and all of those fellows, are chiming in. And all kinds of good stuff. But, you know, the cloud has been lifted off of New York basketball. And as I said, free agency beginning for the NBA on Saturday. And, you know, again, it some guys are just opting out. It's a formality. Like Kevin Durant. And other fellows are, you know, doing it for real. Well, Kevin Durant, he's going. And he's going to go back. They're just doing it so they can make a little bit of manipulation and make sure that Andre Iguodala has some room to come back. Steph Curry, same deal. You know, I don't know how they're going to work contracts here. But he can sign out for max. I don't know if he's going to take less with Durant and follow the example and keep the team together. And I will find out. But it really starts to come into play when you start talking about Gordon Hayward. And he got his max extension a couple of years ago. He has finally found his niche. He's a 20-plus point scorer. Quinn Snyder's done a good job. He spots up. He drives. He pays out of the pick and roll. He can cut. He's 27 years old. He's right in his prime. And other guys that are right near prime, well, I don't know if it's me or not, because I try to keep it in check. But, hey, James Devlin and Dr. Bruce Bean. One comes from Brown. One comes from Harvard. One comes from the New England Patriots, and we welcome them to the show. How you doing this morning, guys?
Hey, Bob. How you doing, man?
Great to be here.
I'm doing good. It's nice to have you both with us. It's summer. Everybody's trying to get the beach body going, and you know what happens. They don't hydrate properly. They don't do the right thing. And they end up with injuries and muscle cramps and all that kind of good stuff. And you guys have worked together to put a product and a program together to keep that from happening. Dr. Bean, let's start with you. What do we got here?
Well, this is something that started with my friend Rod McKinnon when we were ocean kayaking and got severe muscle cramps in our arms, which was dangerous on the open ocean. We got interested in muscle cramping. We started studying it. He's a Nobel Prize-winning chemist. I'm a neurophysiologist. but it was really experimenting on ourselves that led us to Hotshot. And we developed it. We discovered it worked very well for us in preventing muscle cramping. And it's been a real thrill in the way that it's been taken up by elite athletes, you know, from a lot of disciplines, including, of course, professional football players like James.
Well, you know, before we get to James and talk about it, the impact on him, talk about the science a little bit. What are we talking about putting into our bodies here?
Well, what we discovered in researching muscle cramping was a lot of what we had learned in medical school and graduate school was wrong. You know, muscle cramping does not come from dehydration. It does not come from loss of electrolytes. It's not lactic acid buildup. It's actually the nerve that controls the muscle, basically going into a little spasm. And so what we discovered was you can rebalance the nerve circuitry, and that's what Hotshot does, and that's the way it prevents muscle cramping.
Well, James, as a professional athlete and a champion professional athlete, as that, as they say, the saying goes, the body is the temple. How do you like using Hotshot, and what has it meant as far as being a difference to you in your performance?
You know, well, as an athlete, I think you have to be, you know, constantly ready to go, constantly, you know, 100%, and just prepared for battle. And you know, a couple of years back, our team nutritionist introduced Hotshot to us, and you know, after doing a little bit of research and hearing what he had to say about it, I decided to give it a try after a training camp practice, and you know, I felt like it really helped my body kind of prime it for the recovery process, because you know, and especially in training camp when you have, you know, back-to-back-to-back long hard practices, you know, you have to be ready to go, and you can't have any notion in your mind that, you know, oh man, I'm feeling a cramp coming on or something like that. So Hotshot's really helped, you know, prevent for me and my teammates, you know, the risk of a muscle cramp happening, you know, during practice or during a game.
And I mean, for people who aren't aware, and I've been out to many a training camp and many a mini camp, you guys work your hinds end off. I mean, there's not as much contact as there used to be, at least not in the mini camps. But you're still working. You're still the physicality. You guys are in the weight room and everything else. It can you read your body and anticipate when something like that is about to happen to you?
Yeah, I think people have you know, a pretty good grasp at kind of the onset of a muscle cramp. You know, I think they start to feel that their muscles are tightening up and not feeling as fresh as they did, you know, maybe in the beginning of this practice or the workout. And, you know, I think, you know, just taking Hotshot just completely pretty much alleviates, you know, those risks. And it's really been good for me. And, you know, I mean, yeah, we work our tails off, you know, as football players. But, you know, people from, you know, marathon runners to, you know, long-distance bikers to, you know, swimmers, any type of, you know, elite endurance athletes, you know, this is an incredible product for them just to kind of ease their mind as far as muscle cramps go.
Dr. Bean, it seems to be that one of the appeals of this is the fact that you can prevent, as James was talking about, but also treat. So as it says in the old PR sheet here, consume before, during, or after exercise. Is it a combination of all of it where you should take it even if you're not cramping up? Or is it something that you need to wait until, you know, maybe you're going to go into some kind of heavy-duty thing like James does in his training, or just after the fact?
Yeah, that's interesting, because initially we were thinking that it would be used by athletes when they got muscle cramping, like during a triathlon. And what we found from the athletes was that people started telling us that they were taking it even when they weren't getting muscle cramping. They'd take it before their workout, and sometimes during their workout if they felt like they might cramp and put their mind at ease, like James said. But also after the workout, people told us that it really helps with their recovery, that they feel their muscles are less sore. So that was a surprise to us. It's really something that came from the athletes, that it's not just for treating muscle cramps, but just for kind of aiding in recovery. And people have even told us in timed events with bikers and runners, like, that when they take it, their times are better. So it's kind of interesting. You know, it's more than just treating the muscle cramps, as we learned from the athletes themselves.
James, you know, you talk about that. What about the weekend warrior? Is it going to benefit him?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just for for elite athletes, professional athletes. It's really for anyone that's just working out. Anybody that's going out on after work and just trying to hit the gym, and they have issues with muscle cramping in the past. This can help with that. But like Doctor said, I personally don't really have a huge muscle cramping past, so I started taking it to help in the recovery process, and I think, that really helped me when I first started using it to, just to kind of get my body ready to go for that next practice and or next game, and it really made me feel much, much better, and so now I take it pre and post, and it's really helped me.
Well, let's talk football here for a second before we let you go. The Patriots have already clinched the division. So, all right, maybe not. But it's got to be fun being in that environment. And Belichick being what he is and Brady being what he is and everything else. Here's old James Devlin, player out of Brown. And what's it like to be in that atmosphere and be a part of that environment?
It's an incredibly... It's an incredibly competitive environment up there, and it's something that I truly appreciate. I think it's the way football should be, with a lot of discipline and a lot of hard work. And, it's just an honor to go to work there every day. I'm truly blessed to go to work in Foxborough every day, and something that I'll always appreciate. And, I work hard because of that opportunity.
No Super Bowl hangover?
We're putting the past in the past. We got a lot of work ahead of us. We got to turn the page and do it quickly. And we're just working hard. We have been working for the past few months, and looking forward to training camp and trying to put this team together and put a good product out on the field.
James, before we let you go, where can we find out more information about Hotshot?
You can go to teamhotshot.com, find out a little bit more about the research. Or you can go to Amazon and purchase there as well.
Guys, thanks for the couple of minutes. We'll have you back on down the line and enjoy the victories, James. It's everybody knows it's a short career, so enjoy the time and enjoy the championship. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you, James Devlin and Dr. Bruce Bean, Harvard and Brown. God, they're smarter than I am. But talking about Hotshot. We'll see if they put Gatorade out of business. I'm thinking not quite yet. But sounds like a good product. He swears by it. Doctor talked about the science. It's what you need to know. Do your research. Make your own decision. We're going to tap the brakes. When we come back, we'll continue with the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. And phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. We're talking about NBA free agency. Before the interview, which was a nice little drop in there. That was kind of fun. And we were talking about Gordon Hayward. And, you know, here's a guy that you talk about perfect timing. Right in his prime. And he's going to have to find out, one, what the market is. Two, and there's always a flurry. Right at the beginning. Deals are being cut right now. Where he ends up going. And three, whether or not he gets retained by his own team. I mean, look, Utah can't afford to lose this guy. They drafted the kid out of Utah who can shoot. But, you know, he's not going to be Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward's a legit two guy on a team. You know, you put him in with Russell Westbrook. You put him in with Isaiah Thomas. He's going to be the second best player on the floor. So the suitors, allegedly, are Boston, Miami, OKC, and the Clippers. Now, I don't think he's going to the Clippers. Because they got their own issues to deal with. But I'm sure they'll make a pitch for him. And in reality, if you're going to look at Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and we'll get to them in a minute. Well, you know, Gordon Hayward would be a nice fit. He's just a very well-rounded ball player. I'd actually take him over Paul George. When you consider that Utah plays old school, up and down the court, slog it out, half-court basketball, and he's scoring in the 20s. That could go up from there. Now, everybody's saying it's a foregone conclusion. He's going to go to Boston to reunite with Brad Stevens. Well, I you know, look, it may happen. But the college days are long in the rearview mirror. School's out. From all accounts, terrific relationship with Brad Stevens, but that doesn't mean he's going to move on. He may love Salt Lake City. You know, nobody's talked to him about the merits of playing and staying where he is. They have a very good young core that learned how to win last year. You know, it seems to be that everybody thinks the big appeal is, oh, we get out of the West. You know, if you're making that move for that reason, you're stupid. You got to play and get there no matter where you are. There are no guarantees. You got a 7'1" defensive dynamo. You've got a good young core. You're one of their veteran leaders. So getting the hell out of Dodge is not necessarily the direction you want to go. Blake Griffin. You know, he's another one too. Now here's a guy now, 27 years of age, 28, in his prime. They're saying he's lost explosiveness. I don't know, maybe he has. The only thing out of his game right now is his three-point shot. He's got a nice mid-range, rebounds on both ends, plays defense, can still sky. He's going to be in demand, but he may also find that home sweet home is the way he wants to go. Question is, do the Clippers want him? Last 2 years, the season ended with injury. You know, again, I don't know if the body's starting to break down on him. Would I sign him to a max? Yeah, I probably would. I can't give him the super max. But we'll see. Kyle Lowry. And Blake's rumored everywhere. He's rumored to OKC. You know, he played ball at Oklahoma. Again, they these writers, when they're speculating, seem to have nothing better to do than speculate that everybody wants to go home to college. Well, not necessarily so. Not once you've seen Bright Lights, Big City. Boston would be a decent fit, considering they're playing Al Horford out of position on a constant basis. Kyle Lowry. He just doesn't get it done in the clutch. He's a very good basketball player. And he's probably going to re-sign with Toronto. He's been pretty healthy in his career. Where would he go? You know, and this is the CBS.com article that I'm rolling through here. They have potential fits as Toronto, Philadelphia, and San Antonio. Philadelphia just drafted Markelle Fultz. They're not going to make an investment in Kyle Lowry. Even with the leadership, they're not going to invest in him. That team belongs to Fultz. Gerald Henderson's going to have to be the steadying hand there. They have San Antonio as another fit. Well, maybe. Him and Tony Parker in the same backcourt? I could see that. Splitting time, keeping both of them healthy. But he's 31 years old. What kind of deal is he going to get from San Antonio? Not going to be a max deal. I'll tell you that much. Not in that place. I think he goes back to Toronto, and Toronto goes into that hamster wheel of perpetual above averageness without championship rings. It's going to be tough to be a basketball fan in Toronto. You're going to get the constant tease and that's not a good thing. CP3, Hall of Famer, because that's what he is. Where do he go? Potential fits in this article: Clippers, San Antonio, Cleveland, New Orleans, and Milwaukee. Well, he ain't going to Cleveland. He'll probably go back to the Clippers and tutor Juwan Evans. San Antonio seems to intrigue him. And if he's willing to take less money, that's where he'll end up. But that money thing always comes into play. Let's tap the brakes against the hard break. We will pick it up right there on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I'm Black. You're not.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Well, indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. Senior Roberto. Chris Paul is where we were. And, you know, the great Clipper experiment to me is over. And I think they brought in Jerry West to try to appeal to LeBron or Paul George or whoever it is that they feel they can target to try to turn this franchise around. The question to me remains, because I have a feeling that Blake Griffin is gone no matter what, especially since nobody seems to want to take DeAndre Jordan off their hands. And there they had the opportunity to blow him out the door a couple of years ago when Dallas wanted him. But hey, you learn from your mistakes. Chris Paul, they have to convince to come back. And Chris Paul, unfortunately for them, realizes he's not going to win with the Clippers. He can win with San Antonio. He can maybe win with Milwaukee. And that's an interesting spot for him. I mean, Malcolm Brogdon just won the Rookie of the Year award, but who better to learn under than Chris Paul? Split time, play both guard positions. The only issue there is that for the great majority of the time, the ball is in the hands of the freak. So fit-wise, I don't know how good it is. Win-wise, he might propel them to the top of the East. He might very well do it. Here's the one that's intriguing for me. New Orleans. New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans. You know, remember, he was supposed to be there. And David Stern nixed that. Can you imagine if he was on the back end of his career right now with Boogie and Anthony Davis on that front line? We'd be talking about them as to whether or not they could dethrone the Dubs. You know, but if you want to bring in somebody who can teach people how to win, because he basically would be the de facto coach in New Orleans, and probably save Alvin Gentry's ass. But that's intriguing. And he's got roots down there. You know, if I'm him and I'm looking at that opportunity to play with that team, but the only problem is, unfortunately, depth-wise, they don't have a great roster. It's okay. And it would be tough for them to win immediately. And for Chris Paul, ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Winning immediately. Which is why, as it stands, San Antonio is the prohibitive favorite. There's just, you know, I mean, they got to deal with the contract of Jrue Holiday. But, boy, behind that, there's just not much there. You know, Solomon Hill's your small forward. Quincy Poindexter is your all-around guy. And then you got Boogie. And you got AD up front. Omar Asik. That's it. That's the team. Not much there. They're going to have to fill in some pieces to make that work pretty quickly. I don't know. I don't know. But it could be a good fit. But they would have to have some, I would imagine if they have had conversation that they would have to have convinced Chris Paul that they have some level of plan in place to get it done quickly. Because this is another team too. Don't forget, Boogie's coming out after this year. He's going to test the market. And he can play for me anytime. So, I'm still thinking San Antonio, but New Orleans is certainly intriguing. Paul Millsap's out in the market, 32 years old. Atlanta's going to let him go. But talk about a piece that I would want. At the right price, because he's not going to get a max deal. Portland's looking for forwards. They drafted a ton of them, but they don't have any cap room. You know, I love how they throw these landing spots out there with no cap room on the teams. He could land in Boston. He could land in Denver. I don't think he's going back to Atlanta. He's going to get a three-year, he could get four, I guess. But in reality, if they want to trade year for money, get a three-year deal. Because there's not going to be much left at 35. He's a great defender. And he scores and rebounds. He makes your team better. He'll be one of those guys when he retires that we're sitting there talking about the fact that it's a shame he didn't win a title. Unless he just happens to land in the right spot on the back end of his career. Because he's been that good. And his ex-teammate Al Horford may fall into that category too. You know, that was the unfortunate thing with them. You know, when Millsap was with Utah, they got rid of him. And shouldn't have. They chose the wrong guy. Well, you know, it happens. But right now, at this stage in his career, he's got to get to a winning situation. Got to get to a situation where he can win. You know, you take it all the way back when he came into the league. You know, he was playing on a pretty bad Jazz team. And he made them better. Unfortunately for him, he just, you know, it ended up being the wrong call. But that's not the end of the world. Where does he end up? I don't know. I have to be honest. I don't know. It's not going to be Atlanta. I'm thinking probably Denver. Because if Gallinari moves, then they're going to have the ability to pay him. They'll have room. And he'll be a nice presence on that team, which is an up-and-coming team. Sean Livingston is going to re-up with Golden State. Patrick Patterson, never gotten it done with Toronto. They're going to, I mean, he'll be a fill-in player for somebody. He'll be a guy that'll, you know, somebody will sign, probably overpay, and then put on the bench. We'll see. J.J. Redick's out there. Where does he fit? He'd fit on Cleveland just fine for me. Supposedly the Nets want him. But if I'm Redick, I'm looking at Cleveland or San Antonio. I don't see him going back to the, see the Clips. It's going to be interesting to see. And like I said, a lot of movement happens at midnight on Saturday, but I just don't see the Clips revisiting the past with this. There are some pieces that they'll bring back, but there are others that they have to let go. But if I'm Cleveland, I'm certainly looking at him rather than Kyle Korver. He's a better passer. He's a better shooter. And he actually plays defense. Now, a guy, again, who I would be intrigued by, Otto Porter. Brooklyn's got some money to play with. And if I'm Brooklyn, I'm finding a way to get Otto Porter on my roster. He basically got called out by John Wall the other day, who's food shopping for Paul George. Now, he's restricted, so Washington can match. But he's going to get a lot of offers because he's just starting to hit his prime. Ibaka's out on the market. He's another one. I could see him moving around. I mean, Toronto can pay him a lot. But he'd be a nice role player at this point in his career on a contender. Jrue Holiday, we were just talking about New Orleans. Where does he fit? He's a good point guard, but he's not a great point guard. If for some reason New Orleans makes the bold move and they get Chris Paul, hell, if I'm Clippers, I'd sign Jrue Holiday. He could fit in Dallas. I think now with the trades that the Nets have made, they're not going to go after him, but the Bulls would be a nice fit as well. Because they don't have a point guard right now. George Hill falls into that same category too, although he is 31 years old. But in many instances, he's been a part-time player. So there's not a lot of mileage. You get him on the 3-year deal. Hopefully he goes back to the Utes. Frankly, I think that's the best fit for him. He could revisit San Antonio, but I think San Antonio is thinking different directions. George Hill and Diaz taught those guys how to win last year. San Antonio way. And that is not to be undervalued. And if you're going to continue to move forward as a team, that's not a bad direction to go in. I might actually, if I'm them, I pay a little more for him. But I think he's going to hold off to see where Hayward ends up. Because without Hayward, they slide back down out of the playoffs. And I'm sure at this point in his career, he doesn't want it. Well, let's tap on the brakes. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Thanks to Dr. Bean and James Devlin for coming on board today. The product's Hot Shot. Go check it out. NBA free agency, as we were talking about. Dion Waiters is intriguing. He could shoot. I don't know that at this point in his career, he's the guy you want to give a max out to. He's more of a role player, but they don't have that stud except for Whiteside on that roster. So, I mean, at the right price, you bring him back. He could end up in Houston, where he'd be a great fit. And you talk about a perfect opportunity to get it done. Gallinari's out there. When he's healthy, I don't know. They screwed up his knee. He had a bad procedure back in 2014. To me, at this point in his career, he's a bench guy. Instant offense. You keep him on the court 15, 20 minutes a game. Let him score for you, but that's it. Otherwise, he ends up diminishing returns. We got a lot more to talk about when it comes to free agency. We'll get to that on Friday. Tomorrow's going to be a best of. And as we go into Saturday, the free agency will start, and it'll start right away. That's it for the Attack. Thanks to our guests. Thanks to you. Thanks to Robert for keeping it on the air. Not always the easiest of things. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Bob Black. Be careful.